Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, a spiritual mentor, a sound therapist for you who are ready to reclaim your power, to remember your gifts, to bring your gifts to the world and shine. This program is an empowerment program for you to encourage you on your journey. And here I bring journalists, artists, spiritualists, people that are living their dreams, people that are in the midst or during their dreams, that are here to share their stories and to encourage all of us. What if our dreams come true? What if we could just sit, close our eyes, and when we open them, our dreams are right here in front of our eyes? What if we understood that all of our dreams to be, to become, to experience are all already here? We just have to believe that they are here and remove the obstacles of our own limiting beliefs to see what is right in front of us. It is our limiting beliefs that are as veils and layers on our spiritual and physical eyes that are covering what can become. Sometimes it takes years of work to discover that the times where we did not see during our true potential has been actually our learning path to be where we are today. What if I had my own cartoon character? That was the thought of my guest today, Karen Pinter. When she was a teenager growing up in southern Spain, as she started to dream about what her life could become. Karen is an author, artist, and the creator of Nikki Owl. She's devoted to inspiring others to rescue their imagination of their inner kid, create a life by design, and above all, to love. Because without love, nothing we make, nothing we create makes sense. So without a further ado, I'm really pleased to introduce Karen Pinter. Hello, Karen.
Hello, Ilan. How are you?
How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for having me here today.
Oh, wonderful.
Such a wonderful introduction.
Oh, thank you. It's a blessing to have you. It's a blessing to have you. Karen, I met Karen a few years back through an unexpected channels, and this is how it usually works. And here we are today. So Karen, who's Nikki?
Well, first of all, let's make sure that Nikki's here present with us.
Nikki is here. Aha. Uh-huh. There is Nikki.
Nikki is my best little friend who I needed when I was in that very delicate space and time that we call adolescence, where we're beginning to imagine what our life can be like and what we'd like to do with it. And at that time, I needed to channel my creativity. That was what I was feeling called to do. I loved all the cartoons that I was seeing, Garfield, Snoopy. I loved all the Walt Disney movies that I saw and all of the universe that was created through those characters. And I just wanted my own character. And drawing one afternoon, this little bird appeared on a piece of paper. And I thought, well, you're going to be an owl. And eventually I decided to call him Nikki. That took a while longer to decide on a name. And that was how my dream began.
Where did the name come from?
It was a bit serendipitous. A few years after starting to draw the cartoon, I met a series of people. And in that group of people, there were two named Nikki or Nicholas. Mm-hmm. And I liked the name Nikki, and I liked the short version of Nicholas. And then later on in life, I realized, well, one of my preferred illuminaries, so to speak, was Saint Nicholas, Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I love the story of Saint Nicholas and how he was the protector and the guardian and the guide for children and so on. So I always felt a nice relationship there with that name. So I feel like it was gifted to me. I was following little signs of creativity, and that's how Nikki received his name.
Yeah. And why an owl? What is an owl for you? What does an owl mean for you?
Good question. I've always loved owls. I've always loved the symbolism of wisdom, of protection. In Spain, we have a tradition here that you gift an owl for good luck and protection.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay.
We call it the búho de la suerte. And so I felt like there was a nice synergy there between the owl, for me personally, and then what it represents here in Spain, for example, and then to extend that gifting to others. So that was what I liked mostly about Nikki as I knew owls early on. Over time in my personal development, I started to realize the synergy or the depth, let's say, of what it is to see through the dark.
Wow, that's wonderful.
We think of owls as seeing in the darkness, but what we really are doing and how Nikki also helps with his mission of love, joy, and imagination is to help people see through the darkness.
Oh, amazing. I have the chills all over me. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's not seeing in the dark. It's seeing through the dark.
Exactly.
This is wonderful.
Exactly.
It's like the saying that I say is things don't happen to us. They happen for us, right? And then I keep saying this for years. Once I realized it, and there I love it. I remember actually when we met. I mean, you were kind of sketching him, and it was wonderful because we met several years back, and like every one of us, we start a journey. We go through different stages of our journeys, and I remember he was he wasn't seeing through the dark completely at that time.
No, he was still going through his little dark night of the soul, as I was, obviously.
My
faithful little companion through all of that process of personal development, spiritual evolution, and coming back to those very dreams that I had as a kid that I put on hold for quite some time, which is what happens to a lot of us. It's at a certain time in our lives where we let other things take over, sometimes consciously, sometimes subconsciously. And as you were saying earlier, that journey that we all go through to find our way back to those dreams, and what if?
That's true. It's what if, you know, if our imagination, like allowing ourselves to imagine. So as a child, which, by the way, I don't think that we ever leave that childhood. We just choose to push it away, to push that concept away, tuck it in the, because, a child has, we are living in this world, we have to be, and I like play, I like the inner child, I like to be in that place and create from that place. So as a child, did you had the freedom to dream, but did you, what pulled you back? What held you back from, as a child, from either dreaming or expressing your dreams?
It was a series of different things. I'd say life got in the way. The pressures of finances at home started to creep their way through and make certain things a little bit harder. I maintained that for quite some time because right after I started to draw Nikki and start to make gifts and greeting cards for my friends and family, I discovered this thing called the internet. And I learned how to design websites. And the very first one I designed was for Nikki Owl, because something pulled me in that direction. Something inside me said, follow this, do this. This is good for you and this is good for Nikki. Mm-hmm. And so I started to do that. And I even started to receive emails from people in New York, in Mexico, asking me to make custom owls for them to gift to other people.
Wow.
And that was all very cool. But of course, then the pressures at home of having to maintain things and help out, that started to take over.
Mm.
I got a job in an SEO company that was just starting out. And that seemed very interesting to me because it was a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
So it catapulted me into becoming more independent, learning what life outside of a home, bubbled up home environment was like. But inadvertently, it also started to push me a little bit away from Nikki. I started to become a so-called adult, doing adult things and traveling and all sorts of things that I needed for my own growth. But that did start to distract me from Nikki. So
So is
in terms of my imagination, it was pretty free at home. I was always given a pretty open space to explore writing, reading, playing music, drawing, making things. I didn't have any real limitations in terms of the encouragement. It was then knowing how to develop the dream beyond that, that I had to go learn by myself, entrepreneurially, living around the world, finding different ways to make it all happen. And so, removing limiting beliefs.
Yeah. So basically what you call life that took you away, really life taught you how to be here where you are now.
Exactly. So, I didn't know it then. It seemed like something else. But of course, as you start to peel away the layers, then you're like, oh, this was part of my journey. It had to happen this way.
Yeah.
So that I could get to a deeper understanding of my personal joy as it relates to Nikki Owl and everything else that I create.
That's wonderful. And I see on your website, you're working with children, you're working with adults. You're just, how is Nikki playing into working with clients, for example?
Well, Nikki is the ambassador of love, joy, and imagination. So that is his mission, to help people light that up within themselves, whether they're big kids or little kids. Big kids usually have forgotten that part of themselves and they'll run around saying, I don't have imagination. But they do. They just forgot how to use it in a very helpful way for them. Little kids still remember how to do that. So Nikki's mission with them is to help them maintain that and not forget it. So basically what I've been doing with Nikki is, as part of my own writing journey and creativity, is working with them with tools, resources, creativity book, coloring book that has different methodologies that help people remember and guide themselves in their own dream.
Yeah, I saw you have a downloads for the coloring book and on the website, and the website will be down here so you can guide us, whoever is watching, to go and explore that. Yeah, so it's fascinating.
I basically created something that didn't exist and that I needed for myself.
Yeah.
To take my logical mind and my creative mind and help put them together to pave a different path. And then I realized that actually started to help other people to open themselves up and remember and rescue dreams that they'd forgotten, that they tucked away, and start to remember who they really were from the very beginning.
Beautiful.
Start to reintegrate that into their lives.
That's beautiful. So Nikki, do you see, you talk about Nikki as he is a separate entity, first of all, because he was born out of you, and yet he's still part of you. So at what point do you stop externalizing him, like creating him? At what point you're saying, well, this is me? You know, is it easier to talk about yourself through Nikki rather than saying, oh, my dreams? Or, and I understand that Nikki's a character and he has his own life on the media and sculptures and cups and everything, but yet Nikki is you know. And there are these times that sometimes it is difficult to talk to ourselves in this fashion, so we talk to Nikki. And we say, hey, Nikki, you are like this or you're like that. But it's really, is there a time where you pull yourself out of that, of that separation and put them together? Like, and you talk to yourself in your first body, if that's the right English, in first body, saying, me, I, you know, that kind of thing?
Usually I start there and then I step into Nikki, or I let Nikki show up. That's usually after I've had my coffee.
But Nikki doesn't drink coffee. You drink the coffee. He does. His beak doesn't get brown from the stain or something.
No. I just repaint him if he does.
What does your family say about that? About Nikki?
They've always loved Nikki. Always encouraging me with different ideas. And just let me run free with that idea.
Wow, that's great. So, what do you have today? Of where is Nikki going to go next? What's Nikki's next mission? Next exploration?
Good question. Well, Nicky is still currently celebrating his 25th anniversary.
Wow, amazing.
He was born in 1995.
But so, then it took him a lifetime kind of to remember himself, actually.
Yeah. Yes, in owl time.
In owl time, yeah.
Owl time. I haven't quite calculated what owl time is compared to human time, but I don't think it really matters. It's just concept. But yes, it is currently still his 25th anniversary. So I will be putting out a book in the next few months just to celebrate that and show a little bit more of his evolution and part of my story with that, because obviously it's all connected.
Mm.
We're owl connected.
Mm.
And so that is part of my personal journey through the creativity that is Nicky. There will probably be some more projects working with kids, because I've just started more in that line here locally in Spain. So there will be more material that I will upload to the website to diversify in Spanish and English to begin with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does Nicky speak Spanish, I assume?
Claro.
Yeah, right.
Y habla español y inglés.
No comprendo.
That's that. I do have the current coloring book or creativity book that I have. I have the two versions of it. I have one in English. This is for the kid in you. So it has a whole series of different drawings, a journey for people to give themselves permission to create.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. So you have drawings, and I see you have some writings, because I was going, my question was going to, well, how through the drawing am I going to, but I see you guide people. So that's beautiful.
It is. That's beautiful, why it's a mixed book. There's space to draw, color in, add your own details, and then also write out thoughts, dreams, qualities, strengths. It's a little bit of everything. And I have it in Spanish and English as well. So there are both versions available.
Do you have them? Did you get requests for other languages?
Not yet, but obviously being in Europe, I will be working on German and French versions probably next.
Oh, wow. You know, if he gets to Israel, he'll have to break his teeth, you know, or beak, so to speak, because it's a very...
You know. Well, maybe you can help me with that.
Would love to, absolutely. Perfect. So how did Nicky change from 25 years ago to today?
Well, he was definitely a little bit smaller, and I wasn't drawing him loosely as I do now. He's grown a bit, as you can see here. He's also...
Yeah, I see. That is great. And the thing is with his eyes that are like...
people like to say that he's cross-eyed. I call this highly focused.
That's good. That's good. That's good. You know what? I never thought he was cross-eyed. I just thought that he had much white around his eyes, because the eyes kind of proportionally fit his body, the black, the pupil, so to speak, you know. Mm-hmm. Or he had big glasses, you know, for his eyes. He had too big of glasses for his eyes.
Oh, he has some sunglasses, but I don't have them handy right now.
Oh, really? Oh. So people come to you. So how do you, how does a session look with you? How do you work with kids? How do you, because kids, you know, I mean, we are now we're going through some times that are crazy times and historical times, because we are at the end of one era and at the cusp or at the beginning of another era. So we're kind of in the middle. We're like the grout between the two floor tiles, if you will. Mm-hmm. So in one hand, we have this floor tile, and in the other cheek, we have this floor tile. So it doesn't matter how you look at it, we're getting hit by a brick or by a roadway, right? But we're going through these times, and children really are the key, our key for the next era. And so how does a session with you with kids look like? How do you come to children? How do you approach them? Maybe you can share. I don't want you to share too much. That is, but whatever you can share to encourage others to reach
I'll
out.
I'll start more from a group angle, because one project that I've just finished here locally with some schools is and two other artist friends. It's a joint project where we're working on educating them in values, and we've been working with 10-year-olds basically, and because so many people have just not had the time to educate them in values at home, and it's all been dished out to schools and everyone's confused about whose responsibility is what, we were called in to do a project, to help through creativity, through storytelling and through art, kind of art therapy, create a book with all these different schools. There's 243 kids in this project.
Wow.
And we went through six schools and 11 classes. And wow. So basically what we've done is a series of teaching them how a story is formed and developed, and then the values and empathy and all these different aspects of emotional intelligence that can be expressed and understood or explained through stories. And then the second part was for them to learn different art skills to illustrate that story. So they've all been having these group discussions about a particular topic of the kid who suddenly comes to school with braces and glasses, and they start to look at him or her funny, and how do you resolve that conflict because somebody gets upset, or why somebody gets excluded from the volleyball team. All these different things that happen in school and day-to-day life. But for them to resolve that conflict amongst themselves, and how would you finish this story? How would you feel if you were that kid? How do you act if you're not that kid? And so it's being basically created a conversation with them. And so through then with Nikki and me telling the story of Nikki, what I have seen at the end of this series of workshops is they start to light up. They start to see some part of themselves in Nikki. And then that's when they start to approach me with what their dreams are, what their ideas are. Some of them who already now have their own Nikki, they speak through Nikki. So again, a little bit like a therapist will work with a puppet or something.
Like you speak through Nikki.
Like I speak through Nikki.
Yeah.
They are now starting to speak back to me through Nikki.
Wow.
To say what the problems are, what the concerns are. And that then gives me an opening to start working through that angle with them and speak at that level, because we now have a joint best friend who seems to each other.
Yeah, for sure. So, wow, you have a common denominator now.
Yeah.
You have a common theme or common character that each one is taking him, taking Nikki to their own story. And you can infuse things back to Nikki to them. And with children, actually, it's very easy, because children would relate easier to an external character than talk about themselves. Exactly. So they would take this character like Nikki and would put all their emotional frustrations in it, in the character, and speak through them. So that's really brilliant. That's really coming through and helping kid identify with a character that they can make whatever they want with that character.
Exactly.
They can make whatever they want with Nikki, and speak and express themselves, and eventually they learn how to internalize it and come together. You mentioned something. You said something that is actually a key, you know, emotional intelligence. And unlike other generations, and not in even in our generations, where companies were hiring people with high IQ, not EQ. And the problem was that they would hire IQ, but then the people in the company wouldn't know how to work together with one another because they didn't have a high emotional intelligence. They were all focusing on the intellectual and not about the emotional. And, you know, those were all companies. But these days, many companies and many people, they recognize the importance and the value of emotional intelligence. And this is also the next generation of children that is highly emotional. Many of them are highly emotionally intelligent. And so this is what I feel is Nikki is doing, is really appealing to their emotional intelligence. It is not how good do you remember this, or how good can you solve this puzzle, or whatever problem, but it is how do you express yourself, how do you come through that curve. So that's really encouraging. Tell me, during this coronic era, as I call it, how the work with children happened? I mean, did you find Did you find more stress with people? I mean, there are a lot of things that are happening during this time. So how was your experience during this time?
A lot of things that weren't happening before that are now. And between parents and kids, there's a lot more stress. A lot of shakeups in family dynamics. What wasn't working before is very obvious that it's not going to work in the future. And so it's pulling everyone to be more conscious of their words, their actions, their behaviors, and for parents to also learn a different way of parenting.
Yeah.
So that their kids don't run wild, so that their kids learn a different kind of respect. It's been very interesting to watch from where I'm sitting.
But do you see more? You say, kids with parents, there's a lot of stress now because parents are more home because everybody is locked down. Everybody is, some people don't adhere, but for the most part, many people are locked down and businesses and so forth. And so do you feel that there is more, do children express themselves differently than they used to express themselves before the corona lockdown?
What I've been seeing is that they're expressing their own anger and frustration. The problem is they don't know how to do it in a normal, healthy way. There's a lot more screaming, a lot more tantrums. And so on the younger side, in a normal childhood development, they still don't know how to express themselves. But add this extra energy that they don't even know how to understand. And if certain parents don't explain to them what's going on at that level, then they're a bit more lost. And that's why it can exacerbate a lot of that frustration in themselves and have a constant back and forth effect between parents and any other kid in the family.
Mm.
So I think it's forcing people to have different kinds of conversations, to have deeper conversations with themselves and add a lot more patience.
Yeah. How does it work with you now with the coronavirus era? Since there are no meetings and so forth, do you do it online? How does that work?
A little bit of everything. This project that we've just completed, we've actually gone to schools.
Are schools open in Spain? Fill me in because
Spain. Yes. So basically, we went through our lockdown in March to May, I believe, or June, and so we've gone in and out of different limitations of moving between cities or not. We've got a curfew, late night curfew. Just to limit certain social tendencies that are very different here in Spain than they are in the rest of Europe or the US, for example. So it's trying to reduce the nightlife, which is where a lot of this stuff would have gotten out of hand before.
Mm.
So part of it is open, and that's why we were able to do this project with the schools. Most other work that I do, I will do online if possible. Just because I also have people outside of where I am locally that want to work with me. And so it's a little bit of everything. Convenient for some things. And we don't know exactly how it's going to evolve here in the next months, but we all presume that it's easier to set things up online first. So,
this is, it's encouraging that things are moving and, it's not going to go back to what we're familiar with. It's not going to go back to, people are waiting with it for it to go back, but it's just going to evolve and to shift. And this is great. I'm looking at the picture behind you of Nikki. And one question that I remember I wanted to ask you was, I was only looking at the website. How did you come up with the colors? Because colors are also an expression of what we feel or what we need, and brown or red brownish is really the stability, the core, the primal. I mean, does that have to do anything with it, or was that also subconsciously campaigning?
If anything, it would be subconscious. Nikki is modeled on or based on the what we literally call a little owl. So if you want to look up a little owl online. The little owl is a little bit darker than the Nikki as I have him painted right now. And he's usually got little white spots. But I based him on that basic owl. And so it varies a bit between the paint on the figurine and then the drawings I make. Also, that's been part of my personal evolution as an artist, trying out different mediums, different colors, evolving. Sometimes he comes out a little bit lighter, other times a little bit darker.
And that's on purpose.
The material, this is painted in pastel.
I see.
And then usually I draw Nikki, as you can see here, maybe in this drawing. You'll see he's a little bit dark.
Yeah, a little darker.
So this is from the coloring pencils that I use, which, again, I've been changing brands recently just to try out different styles.
Yeah, but the theme that I can see there is really kind of brownish, red-brown.
Well, the theme, this one is inevitable because this is actually, just to show you a little bit more of the drawing.
Yes.
This is actually a painting of one of the monuments that we have here in the town where I'm currently living, Carmona, near Sevilla. Uh-huh. And so this is one of the emblematic entryways to the town. So I decided to paint this for an exhibition I was participating in a couple of years ago. And I just wanted Nikki standing in front of that emblem. So I couldn't help it. It's all stone.
what do you mean stone?
Say, so.
Oh, the building is stone. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I get that. Now, you also lived in the U.S. You lived here in L.A., actually. And do you have any plans on coming back here, on visiting?
Not immediately. Again, also with the way things are with travel and everything, it's not in my most immediate plans.
Yeah, for sure.
But I did enjoy my coffees there, for sure.
Yeah, no, this is really great. I mean, again, it doesn't matter. This is what will not go back to what it was. This online presence, these meetings over Zoom, over the media platforms, and it's just really something that became so invaluable in reaching throughout. You know, one of the things, if not the major thing that this corona era have illuminated is the connectedness, is how important the connection is. You know, before this time, everybody was stuck in their iPhone, in their iPad, and in their own world, and wanting to create this separation between each person. Oh, leave me alone. I don't know you. Who are you? Suspicious. All these kind of things. And those kind of things kind of went out of the window for the most part, because everybody understands what is in our DNA, what is in our core, and that's to belong, to connect.
I think it puts people in a very different direction to say, well, who do you really want to connect with, no matter what is happening?
Yeah.
And now that we have this kind of technology, we have that accessibility.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's actually understanding that the connection is really what is important. Before we even ask who do we want to connect with, it's that connection that we feel that lack of. I think it cultivated the exact opposite, which was intended for. Was intended for fear and separation, and I think and I see also that it created actually. Oh, of course, there are these that will still be in the darkness and not see through it, but in general, it created this closeness, this connectedness. Do you feel that? I mean, how is that? How do you feel?
I do, because even through when we were in our particular lockdown, it opened me up even more to the kinds of connections that I wanted, and then they showed up. Mm. And so it was also responding to a divine intervention that I was going through in my personal life, which is how I've seen this whole pandemic as well. And so it pushed out of my life people who were not supposed to be there anymore and brought in those who were supposed to. And when you can look at it that way, I think it gives us a lot of peace to say, okay, this is also part of a journey.
Mm-hmm.
Let's flow with it. Let's really explore what's going on in me, what's going on in you, and how do we connect from there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you look at it, really what we're doing is we're breaking karmic chains, karmic shackles, if you will, and creating these dharmic, this dharma connections, these connections that we are actually manifesting. This program, Abracadabra, in Aramaic, means I create as I speak, literally. And so what we're creating, our intention, our thoughts, our words that are saying, and being authentic to ourselves and to our gifts, bring forward those people that will continue, help us continue build this snowball. The snowball of our dreams, and this is just
important to help people remember that and say, now that you've got this time where you have to stay indoors, go within, because you'll only create more suffering if you only complain about what you can't do. Like, what is the opportunity that you're being handed to on a silver platter here to break those chains, to change certain ways that are not serving you and definitely not serving your family, what's important to you, coming back to values, coming back to what is at the core of everyone, and then finding our way to do that together.
Yeah. What was your breaking, what was your tipping point where you realized that? I mean, what happened, or what time, what period in your life, or what happened that, boom, you got that? Or was it always within you?
What specifically are you speaking? Like, what was it?
You know, we come from different different times where we're focusing about different things in life, and you know, when you're growing up. But now we are in really a heightened state of awareness globally. You know, some people are more, some people are less. And so, was there a time for you that shifted your perception to a place of where you are today? Was it an overnight? Was it a gradual thing? And what was that?
It was a gradual thing. It was in part when I left everything that I knew, my whole life in Spain, and I went to Canada. I left for a dream. I left for a vision that I had of living there. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to stay there. And that pushed me out of my idea of who I am and what my life is supposed to be. I'd built up a whole structure. I was the
SEO. Like, you were sure, I'm going to live in Canada. This is how it's going to happen.
And I had it made. I didn't think that. I thought it was the next chapter in my life where everything else that I wanted to create would start from there.
Gotcha.
It happened, but not the way I thought it would, because it was definitely a major turning point. And by that surprise factor of you can't stay here, Spain was already going through its crisis several years ago, I suddenly felt homeless. I had a roof over my head, and I've always had a roof over my head, but I felt homeless for a very long time. I was so displaced. And that just created this big shakeup within me, breaking the identity that I had created for myself of this life and this business and everything that was working well. But by not being able to stay where I wanted to be and the home that I had started to create for myself in Canada, something in me cracked, that shell cracked. And I started to look within. Something said, look within. And that's where I met my first coach when I moved to LA, and I started on this personal development path for me, just to find out, because I was already starting to ask myself, well, I've fallen out of love with my life as it was.
Wow. Now, that's a key sentence, to fall out of love with your life. Wow. That is really profound.
As I started to ask myself those questions, guess who showed up?
Hey, Nikki.
Nikki and writing, those were my two childhood dreams. The first was writing. When I was 8 years old, I decided I wanted to be a writer. And then a few years after is when Nikki showed up. And out of that, I was always playing with writing, drawing, making this whole universe happen. And so by not being able to stay where I wanted to stay after building my whole life up, I started to ask myself, well, what do I want to do for the rest of my life, or with the rest of my life, whatever I've got? And that's where Nikki showed up and started to say, hi, over here, remember me? And writing, and I started to develop more of that. And I paid more attention to myself, basically. And I opened up that treasure chest of dreams, and I started to look within, and I said, well, do I still want this? Because a lot of times we'll look at a dream and maybe it's not meant to be the way it was.
Interesting. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Maybe it is something, a ship that has sailed, but something better is on its way. But if we don't look, we don't know. And if we don't ask ourselves, we'll never figure it out. So through that personal process is when I started to recognize that I still wanted to create these things. And that I could, because that was the next step, believing that I could do it. And that's when I started writing. I pulled out a manuscript that I'd written 20 years ago, polished it up, added my experience in Canada as if it was Nikki.
Yeah.
And it was all a series of metaphors of life. And this was actually the first book that I pulled out, which I did publish in 2012. And that was Nikki.
That's the first book.
This is the first book. This is Leap of Faith, because this is the story of me leaving everything I knew behind to start a whole life elsewhere.
Yeah.
But I decided to put Nikki into the book as the main character. And so that was the first, that was me planting a flag of my big dream.
Wow. So here is a video of from the page from your website, Leap of Faith. So yeah, that's really encouraging. You know what I noticed? I noticed that every time you bring up Nikki, also in your videos and your you're really kind of bring him up again. Like, can you bring Nikki again? Let him see. Yeah, you always kind of he comes from the side and he comes very very slow, kind of almost. Can I be here? Is okay? Are you okay for me showing up in your life now?
I'll usually do, which is this.
I'm sorry, say again.
I always usually appear out of the blue, out of nothing.
Yeah, but you're not. You're very gentle, kind of very subtle, kind of coming in. Usually. That's how you've been doing it today.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Karen, this has been really a pleasure having you. And you who are listening, it's courageous to show up in any kind of form that bring yourself, your authentic self out. And if you are here and you're still connecting to your inner child, I mean, this whole month, I think, was an inner child work. And it's not coincidental, I'm bringing this guest that I think they find me. I mean, you know, it's just happening. I mean, I know you a little bit, but it just happened that today we're doing it. And last week we did another work with another inner child, and so with another character of an inner child, with another author. So it's really an interesting time that is happening, you know. So I'm kind of looking at it personally as well, because every guest that is coming on the program is really also a self reflection for myself. So it is it's really a blessing. So it's really a blessing to have you, and everybody who is here. All the information of Karen, of wonderful Nikki, is all here. Reach out to her. She has really a wonderful, wonderful experiences and wonderful time of sharing and wonderful energy to share that with you. Yeah. Karen, anything else that you would like to share with everybody before we are going to fly out into and out of the dark?
Thank you, first of all, for having me here. It's been great to finally talk like this with you. Thanks for everyone who's been listening and watching. And obviously I'd love to hear from you, talk to you. Nikki would love to write to you as well. He does write emails. He takes a little longer because he jumps from key to key, but
yeah, he doesn't have many fingers to type. No, so it takes a while.
He dances very well on the keyboard. I'd love to hear from you and anything that I can help you with. And obviously you as well, Ilan, always a pleasure to talk to you and be courageous. These are the times of living our dreams, having the courage to first explore them within and then explore them and express them with others. And this is really a time of awakening that child within, and having a healthy relationship between the child within and the adult that we've become. And being able to hold each other's hands through this thing we call life.
Amazing. Integration. Wonderful. Thank you, Karen Pinter. Thank you who are here. Thank you. This is Abracadabra. Create what you speak. Create magic. Create your dreams. Thank you very much, and I'll see you next week.
You're listening to Abracadabra. Create what you speak with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.